Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. We're going to talk about intentional confidence today. And that's how we're going to increase it. Because, you know, most people, their confidence is based on an unconscious level of evaluation of themselves in the current moment. Like, I feel confident or I don't, Brendan. And it's just like, based on what? Well, just how I feel. And they're gauging their confidence based on almost a whim of the moment, a reaction to the overall emotional quality they're experiencing the moment, versus thinking of it as something as like a skill, thinking of it as something as that exists because of will, thinking of it as something that is not like in the background, kind of like just happening over there and maybe I'm becoming it, but rather in the foreground. It's like who I am, that your identity can be something that is rooted in confidence, not by luck or happenstance or even breaking through to the next level, but rather by opening up to this one and by using your intention differently. Number one, this is super important for confidence, for your confidence. This one, don't tie confidence to image. Don't tie your confidence to image. Don't tie confidence to image. Okay. Now, some of you, this is super basic, right? We'll go deep, but this is a really basic one. And that is, a lot of people tie their confidence to what? To image. Like, how do I look? Like, you know, this is that old thing. It's like, oh, well, if you're not in the perfect body weight, or the perfect size jeans, or you don't have six pack abs, or you hate your hair that day, or, you know, something in terms of your image is not what you want, then what ends up happening is you lessen your sense of self and you feel like your confidence is lowered. And this is happening in not just physical manifestations for a lot of people, like, well, I don't like my body, Brendan, so I'm lacking confidence. I'm like, why is your confidence tied to your body? Huh? Or they say, well, Brendan, you know, I'm embarrassed by, you know, my website. It's not as nice as other people, so I've lost confidence in my dream. I'm like, why is your confidence tied to your website? Oh, Brendan, you know, we just got divorced and, you know, it's embarrassing when I walk the dog because I'm not with my husband anymore. And I know what the neighbors are thinking. So I just feel like I'm lacking confidence. I'm like, why is your confidence tied to what you look like when you are walking a dog? You know, there's all these things. Or Brendan, I don't know. I'm so embarrassed. My Instagram thing is, you know, I only have 55 followers and it's so embarrassing. I'm like, why is your confidence tied to the number of followers? What we do is we externalize our confidence and it causes so much pain. We got to change this deal, y'all. You listen, that's okay when you're in high school because you don't know better and you're immature. But everybody by the end of high school had better learned that confidence should not be tied to external measures or to perception of others based on our image. And I know where this is going to go with a lot of you because I've been blessed to coach so many people at high levels. I know some of you go, no, Brendan, you're totally wrong on this one. Because, you know, listen, there was a time when, you know, I was in terrible shape and I looked terrible. And then I took control of my health, Brendan, and I got better looking. You know, I lost some of that weight and I'm happy in my body, Brendan. And I am more confident because I am healthier. I'm, you know, lean and mean and trim and I feel good about that. I said, oh, well, if you think about it psychologically, your confidence didn't come from the fact that you are lean and mean now. Like, what? I said, the confidence came from that process. The confidence came from your willingness to get in and do it, your belief in your ability to figure out, and the fact that you showed up and you did it. The progress through the struggle gave you the confidence. The outcome, which you're celebrating, oh, well, Brendan, but I've lost this weight. I'm better. Here it is. Okay, that is what a high schooler does. Oh, this external thing, that now I can be confident. You know, I got an article on the front page of the student newspaper. Now I can be confident. It's like we get these external rewards or accolades, and we think it's the outcome that gives us confidence. But if that's your life, you'll never have the confidence that you really, really could have. Because guess what? Those external image things, the accolade, the award, how you look in the mirror, those things are going to change throughout the life. And you know it, because guess what? Now you're going to hit a certain look and you're going to want a different look. Or you're going to have a certain award and want a different award or a bigger award or a certain bank account and want the next level of bank account. Because those external things are always moving, if your confidence is rooted in those external things moving all the time, you feel like this all the time, right? A lot of your insecurities is because you're like trying to glom onto all these external things, image, right? These external things. And I want these external things, but they're not solid. And because they're not solid and they're always shifting, you don't feel solid and you feel like you're always shifting. And even though you've actually achieved some amazing things, you have the image things, you have the award things, you have the accolade things, you have the successes, you have a bigger bank account than you used to, you still don't feel confident in self. Why? Because you are attaching confidence to that outer thing and how it felt like in terms of image in the moment. You didn't give yourself the appropriate psychological credit and identity as a striver who strived, who knocked it out, who made it happen. You didn't reward the effort. Instead, you tried to celebrate the outcome. But because the outcomes are now shifting and shaping, and you want more and more, you always feel deficient and deficient. Because the outward, the image, I'm just using that word image, that image thing, the accolade thing, that success thing, it's moving so much. You have to understand this. It's why I know people who are literally 40s, 50s, like, and they still don't have confidence. If that last dollar increase in your bank account didn't give you more confidence, please don't fool yourself in thinking the next extra dollar in your bank account is going to give you more confidence. It's very important to understand right off the bat that the shifting of the external, the shifting of those things that we want, the shifting of the rewards, of the accolades, of the dollars, of the houses, of the cars, because those will always shift. We'll always want a different one, a newer one, a fresher one, a better one, including in our body. Then guess what? It's hard to ever feel fully competent or confident, to ever feel within like a sense of goodness. You've got to start rewarding yourself based on effort and not outcome. And I know many of you are aware of those very large sociological studies that have been done and replicated of children's self-esteem, right? Instead of like, good job, Johnny, that final picture won the best picture over the seven other kids. Instead of saying, externalizing his good job for that thing, instead, good job, Johnny. You kind of painted in your unique way. You worked hard at that. You spent a lot of time on this. In other words, we got to learn to reward our effort, not the image. So let's talk about the foundations of confidence. I personally believe that confidence, real confidence, deep confidence, soul-driven confidence, is really the belief in my ability to figure things out. It's not about having or even having done that exact thing. It's I believe inherently in myself that I can learn it,
I can do it. I can learn it. I can do it. And that belief and confidence in any given moment isn't. Notice it doesn't say, I believe I look good. Could you imagine a kid with like broccoli growing out of his head? Look at this haircut. I mean, if I like literally rooted my confidence in how I appeared in my beginning videos when they were terrible, on stages when I'm not at my best, you know, in the moments when I was trying to build a career and I had no idea what I was doing, that image stuff, I would have never gotten here. But here's the thing I want you to know and just be thoughtful about. If you don't have confidence right now at the level you need to lead, serve, and earn at the next level, it is not based on what you have currently achieved right now. Because you've already achieved things, because you've already struggled through things. The problem is you never gave yourself sufficient credit on the struggle, on the effort, on the heads down, on the working through, on the belief, on the desire, on the hunger, on all of the stuff that was going on to get you where you're at. Because what you're doing is you're discounting where you're at. You're like, well, I'm only here, Brendan, and I want to be here. So I don't feel confident yet. And I'm like, ooh, be careful. You're slipping into tying your confidence to identity. So let me put it up again. Don't tie your confidence to image.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. It's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Don't tie confidence to others' attention or approval. Now, if this one is as high school as it gets, I don't know what is, my friends. However, isn't it so true? It's just like, if imagine you walk into a room. I want you all to imagine this for a minute. You walk into a room tonight, and in that room, gathered around like a bar, is all of your mentors and your heroes, people you look up to, who you wanted to meet or interview or do business with. Like, you walk, it's like a serious room to be networking in. And imagine that as you walk in that room, no one pays attention to you. No one pays attention to you. And as you talk to everybody there in that room, not only do they not pay attention to you, when you do get someone's attention and you have a conversation with them, it doesn't seem like they really give you the vibe that you belong or that you are approved of. Now, how do you feel about yourself when you leave that room? How do you feel about yourself when you leave that room? Now, isn't it true most of us would feel kind of bad? We'd be like, ugh, you know, I don't feel good about myself. I'm kind of sad. I'm kind of down. You know, I must have made a big, you know, embarrassment of myself. You know, these people don't like me. Isn't it true that most of us would kind of get down on ourselves? But there's an aspect of spiritual maturity that would ask this question, why? Why? You know, we are so desperate for other people's approval because we all want to belong. We all want to feel like we are capable, like we, you know, fit in, like other people, you know, approve of us. You know, it's just part of the human story that we want that sense of belonging and approval from other people. And that's okay when you're really young. As you get older, it's not that I'm saying don't try to connect with people. It's not that I'm saying, you know, don't try to be your best. But here's what I'm saying. Learn to walk out of that damn room with your head held high, your confidence instilled in who you are. Even if you didn't perform well, even if you had an awkward conversation, even if you weren't your best, you still hold your head high because you're like, okay, I got it. I didn't fit in here, but I don't have to fit in everywhere. Or, you know, I didn't fit in here because I kind of said this and it wasn't appropriate. It wasn't kind. I will change my behavior. Lesson learned. Because, see, learning can give you confidence, but so can discerning. You don't have to be confident in every room and in every situation and do perfectly all the time. You're allowed to have a bad night, and you having a bad night should not take down your confidence. Write it down. You having a bad night or a bad performance or a bad speech or a bad Zoom call or a bad broadcast or a bad conversation with your spouse or whatever else you deem bad should not take down your confidence, not in yourself, because you can believe in your ability to figure things out. You have the willingness to try again. And even if it wasn't what you wanted, that willingness is going to fuel you. That desire to improve is going to fuel you, but it's not going to take away from your confidence in self. And this really bothers people because they're like, no. Brendan, how could you say this? Are you saying people's results should not affect their confidence levels? You know? And I'm like, no. I don't believe your external results should affect your confidence levels in self. I think they can be great indications to learn, to improve, to be aware. I think, I would say, listen, if you have a bad performance, I don't want it to decrease your confidence. What I want it to is increase your self-awareness. Oh, write that down. I don't want it to decrease confidence. I want it to increase self-awareness to say, what were the factors that led to me not performing as well as I could? What were the factors in that moment that tore me from my own presence, authenticity, or confidence? What could I learn to do better to have more confidence next time? But I don't want you to deplete the tank of confidence based on whether or not in that particular situation, on stage or in that networking situation, they gave you the attention or approval that you want. And let's have an honest conversation right here. Because I know many of you are incredibly successful, mature, capable people. And I just believe that the excellence-driven nature of this high-performance community constantly astounds me and Denise. Like, we are always super impressed with each of you and what you give and how you serve and how you show up for your own personal and professional development. I mean, the fact that you're here says so much about you, and I applaud you for that. And I also know, though, one of the reasons that many of us are set out into the world of personal development is because too often, too many times, we know we took other people's opinions about us too seriously, and we allowed other people's attention or lack thereof to hurt us. We, you know, when we were kids, we didn't get the attention of the parent we idealized. It hurt our feelings, and it could hurt our confidence if we let it. When we were, you know, in a job and our manager didn't like us, we could let that hurt our confidence and our feelings. We take things so personally, but I also think that we're often unaware of how little people care. Most of the world is not thinking about you, not observing about you, not interested in you. And as much as you are like hoping that they will give that attention and those accolades, they're not. And it's not saying anything about you at all. Listen, the fact that other people aren't giving you attention almost has zero to do with you. It has to do with the human story in which each person, almost all of us, are more concerned about our own selves and our lives, our families, our goals, our dreams, our obstacles. We're so concerned in ourselves, we don't even see other people. I mean, if you don't believe it, go walk down a major city and see how many people are paying attention. No, here's what the world looks like now. They're not even looking at you. And you think that, oh my gosh, they're not paying attention to me, or I don't fit in, or I don't belong. You think that matters? Most of the world could care less about you. I know that sounds funny, and I'm teasing on this a little bit. However, I'm conscious enough as an adult, and you should be too, that most people are really interested in their own lives. They're not even paying attention to you. So why are you so upset that you don't have someone else's attention or approval? Why? Your confidence should not be tied to other people's attention or approval, right? I mean, if I think of my life and I tied my confidence to other people's attention or approval, I would be toast. It would be a dangerous thing to tie your confidence to whether or not other people engage with you, other people care about what you're doing, other people approve of what you're doing, other people give you the attention that you want. You can be a fully confident person, even if you don't get the attention you desire from your husband. You can be a fully confident person, even if you don't get the attention you desire from your boss. You can be a fully confident person, even if everybody makes fun of you. And that's so important.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.